Welcome, brothers and sisters, to another podcast from the 12 Tribes of Israel congregation. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you share this lesson if you enjoy it. Our contact information is 12t.co. That's our website, which means 12 Tribes of Israel congregation. Or you can reach us at riseisrael.com. Our toll-free number is 888-447-1695. If you want to email us, you can email us at scribe@riseisrael.com. Today's lesson is piggybacking on the previous recording or the previous podcast that we uploaded, in which we spoke about how many questions came up during the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. So basically what we're doing is sharing some of the questions that the brothers that were listening online or those that were present had. So I hope you enjoy it. And please, again, if you like these classes, share it with other brothers and sisters that they might also be able to learn. Share it with your family members. Do not be stingy. So hope that you enjoy this class again, and giving all praise and honor to the Most High in the name of His Son. We say peace to you and shalom. So what's your question, bro? Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, my question is about Exodus 20:20 and 4 and 5.
So Exodus chapter 20, verse 4 and verse 5.
Yeah, like I want to know like what some examples of those type of things, and does like carnal things count as well, like, you know, fish that live in the water or like stars?
Yeah.
Things like that.
All right, we'll break it down. So Exodus chapter 20, you see, guys? As the Most High, you was just writing this today, right? So Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. So we're going to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 4. So the scripture says, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any," key word is any, because sometimes you got people that try to put something. But the Most High said what? Any. Any means absolutely nothing. "Any graven image." I've heard brothers explain graven means that it had to be molten. Graven image means any kind of image. Graven can mean stone, statues, art, paintings, pictures. Graven images could be woodwork, right? All these are graven images. In other words, the word here for image is the word that we should focus on. Because the word graven could mean you could grave into a piece of paper. You could grave into a stone. You could grave into wood. You see what I'm saying? So the Most High is letting us know any kind of image. It says, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that's in the earth beneath, or that's in the waters under the earth. So let's explain that first, and then we're going to get a limb cut. When it says anything in the heaven above, that's starting off with what? Sun, moon, and stars. Because basically, man has worshipped those things and made images worshiping those things. The Most High said, do not make any image to worship those things. No idols. That's what a graven image is, an idol. What else? Planets. So that means planets as well. Then when he says, or in the earth beneath, that means on land, right? Nothing in the skies, nothing in land. So that means you can't make an image of a man, of a cow. Like how in ancient Israel they did that wickedness. They worship a golden cow, a golden calf. You can't make an image of a serpent and worship that. You cannot make any images, basically. Man, woman, child, whatever. It says, or that's in the waters under the earth. And when it says in the waters under the earth, there's two meanings to that. One, literally in the waters, like fishes, right? But it also means in the spiritual realm. So he's saying, even if you saw something that was of the spirit, like of the spiritual realm, see a spirit, you're not supposed to what? Make an image of it. You know what I'm saying? Or someone was conjured up. You're not supposed to be like, oh, I sold this, now I'm going to worship that. let's link it up now. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. And we're going to start at verse 16. So in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 16, it says, lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image. So this is going back to the commandment we just read. Lest you corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image. Because the sin starts off with what? Making it. That's the, when you read in the Hebrew, it says, la'athaisha pasol. Okay? So the word graven image is two words. In the Hebrew, there's no such thing as graven image. It's pasol, meaning image. La'athaisha means do not make. La'a means no. Thaisha means make. So that's the commandment. No, make. Call means all. Pasol means image. Okay? So that's the first part of the second commandment. Do not make all images. You know what I'm saying? That's the literal translation. Okay? So now here, the Most High makes it easy for us to understand it if we didn't understand Exodus 20. He said, lest you corrupt yourself and make you a graven image. The similitude, what does the similitude mean? The likeness. That it looks similar, right? Of any figure. You hear that? Any figure. Meaning any representation, any shape, any form. It says the likeness of male or female. So we know that right now. Catholics. When we think about the Catholics in Israel, when we come into the truth, we blast on them for having Cesar Borgia. But Catholics also have black graven images that they also what? Worship. Black images have been worshipped for many, many centuries. When you go into the scriptures, in Ezekiel shows you Israel worshiping Babylonian figures. Were the Babylonians white people? No, they were what? Black, a burnt, crispy piece of, I don't know, fry, I guess. You know what I'm saying? That that little fry that gets really, really burnt. Because that's what their name means. When they call them Ethiopians, it means burnt face. Okay? So, the Greeks, when we hear the wicked names of the Greek false gods, right? All of them were originally black. It wasn't until the white man, what? Started painting them white. Whitewashing history. Just like he tried to do with our scripts. He knew that the scripts is about black people, so he's going to try to paint white people inside the scripts. So now, the likeness of male or female, let's start with Christ. Can we make an image? Be like, okay, Revelations 1 shows that Christ had white woolly hair. We know he's black because it says his skin is burnt brass, eyes red, and woolly white beard. Can we make an image based on that description? No. Because you don't know whether his eyes are beady, big. You don't know if his nose is wide, like KRS. You know what I'm saying? Or very skinny, like after Michael Jackson did the surgery. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. You don't know his cheekbones. You don't know how he looks. But here it is that people actually make images of who? Of who they think is Christ, just like they did for Cesar Borgia. They do the same thing for Mary. Yes, sir?
Some people go as far as to use their elder's face as a template.
Right, And that, you know, that the first people to start that, using the elder's face as a template for their graven image, thought it in One West. One West had a mural, a wall mural, that's supposed to be about the 12 disciples, and each face was, and all the different elders that were there. You know what I'm saying? That's where it gets that type of spirit, because he comes from there, right? And he draws very good. He actually, he'd been creating graven images even before the one that he's using now. There's like two graven images that he made in, that people still use to this day. I don't even know how they found it over the internet. Then you got like Malachi Z. York. the Nuwabians, the 5 percenters, and all that stuff. He sells books, and every person in the book is him. It's literally his face in every book. So he shows Christ is his face. He shows the Most High is his face. He shows an angel is his face. Adam, his face. You know what I'm saying? So, and then people basically tend to what? Worship that person. Okay? So when we read this scripture, it says the likeness of man or woman, that's not something new. They did that all the way from ancient Babylon when they did it for Nimrod. When you read in Wisdom of Solomon, where it said a king having untimely death of his son makes an image and what? Commands people to worship it now. That's Wisdom of Solomon 14. Let's keep reading. So it says in verse 17, the likeness of any beast that is on earth. What beasts have been worshipped on earth? I mentioned one earlier. What beasts have been worshipped on earth? No, eagle's not a beast. Cow, thank you, sir. A cow has been worshipped on earth. Anybody know any other? Like, to this day, that is worship. Baal, the heifer, is worshipped to this day. You go to India, what do they consider the cows? Sacred. Why in India? Because that's where Babylon, that India used to be known as Hindu Kush. Why Kush? Because that was where the Kushites started their first empire. That whole region. Okay, what else, brother?
A serpent.
A what?
A serpent.
Serpent, that's good. But that's not really a beast, though. That's a creeping thing. Creeps on the ground. Okay? You said lion? Lion is a good one. Okay?
Elephants.
You see people selling big-ass elephants. Oh, this gives good luck. And they have it in their houses. You see people, you ever go to a so-called Dominican's house and you see a whole bunch of elephants? You know why they got that? Because they think it gives them luck. Dumbasses. Yeah, and in Hinduism, they follow that. Dragons. Bell and the Dragon. Okay. Goat. Yes. Okay. So those are beasts that have been made images of and people worship. All right? So it says, the likeness of any beast that is on earth, the likeness of any winged fowl. Now you're going with the eagle right there. Now you got the eagle. Now it's talking about things in heaven. It started with things on earth, but now it's talking about things in heaven. Because you will see, what, an eagle, you like are so amazed at it, and you go, oh my God, this got to be a god. How does it fly? Because that's how the Egyptians thought when they worshipped the phoenix. Yes, sir?
I was about to say also the Romans.
The Romans worshipped the eagle. Okay, literally, they did. Literally, it was an idol to them. That's why they carried the eagle to battle. It was their god being presented to the nations that they were fighting against. So when you look at Esau today and he cherishes the eagle, it's because that has been his god during the Roman time period. Then you can look that up. It literally was their idol, an eagle.
Hawk.
Huh? Hawk. Hawk, that's a good one too.
Wait,
so,
what about zebras?
Zebras are beasts. Yes, sir.
That's good.
Doves, yes. Dove, like pigeons. You have people that go, oh, the Holy Spirit is a dove. So now what they have dove symbols everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And they, you know, the doves, man, you know, that's how it came down on Jesus. It was the Holy Spirit came down as a dove. But not realizing that what? They made a graven image out of it. Yes.
It was like a bird. It's not a bird, but it was like a bird.
Thank you, sir.
What about frogs?
Frogs is not winged fowl. Okay, so now let's keep reading. It says, any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, like the Egyptians are dumb as hell, they worship the beetle. They call it scarab. Okay. The beetle, okay, the serpent, yeah, I said earlier. So it says, this is things on earth still, right? The likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. Now, it says any fish. You got to think about the fact that when you read the scriptures, there was actual a false god called Dagon. Dagon means fish in Hebrew, that the Philistines worship. Today, that same idol is worshipped in churchianity, right? They put a fish symbol in the back of their cars, and they put the word Jesus inside the fish. You know what I'm saying? And they put, not only in the back of their cars, they put it in keychains, and they think that it's going to bring them blessings, right? He had his hand up first, yeah.
Shark,
yeah. Right, the it's a fish head.
It's supposed to be a fish head.
Right, not just the Pope, but the archbishops too. Right, when you look at the Pope, he has this hat that goes up and it has an opening in the middle. When you look at it from the side, you see and they usually have a jewel that represents the eyes. That goes from all the way back in Babylon. They used to literally wear a fish on them with the body and everything to represent Dagon. Okay, so to this day, the Catholic Church is doing that. So that's right. So now verse 19 says, "And as thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun, and the moon, and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them, and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven." Now, a lot of times people say, well, you see, it says worship. This verse says worship. But above, he already told us that if you make it, you already what? Corrupted yourself. Because people put, it's the bowing down that's wicked. No, it's the beginning of the sin is the making of it. And we'll prove it in a second. Let's jump up to verse 15. "Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves. For ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb." What is the Most High saying? I didn't show myself to you. So how are you going to make any kind of image? Did you know how I look? See what I'm saying? So that's what he's saying. It says, "out of the midst of the fire." So the Most High just showed him a fire. He said, you didn't see my similarity. You didn't see my likeness. So don't make anything. Now, when it comes to the worship part, when we go back to verse 5, it'll show us that the worship is not just bowing down physically, is what? It's keeping traditions. Basically, setting aside the commandment of the Most High in any way to set this idol before the Most High. So an example will be bunnies. You got bunnies for Easter. The Most High's commandment does not tell us to keep Easter. Tells us to keep Passover. But the person will overlook Passover and do Easter and have bunnies all around and egg symbols and whole type of graven images because that's their way of serving the graven image. So they didn't have to kneel on it, you know, bow down to it, but it showed that they already bowed down spiritually. Their minds is what's bowed down. Let's go to Deuteronomy 16. Yes, sir.
Another link up is Isaiah, when it talks about when you make the wood, right, and the tomb, something like that, you hold it and you burn it.
The tongs.
The tongs, right, and when you take it out, it makes something.
Mm-hmm.
That's another link up.
Right, the scripture he's talking about is Isaiah, but basically that scripture shows you the sin is making it. Because when you read in Isaiah, the Moses said that the labor that man is doing is all for vanity. He's cursed because he's making it. So he's making it. He's giving it to other people. He's still a sinner. Okay? But let's read this law, Deuteronomy 16. So we went to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 16. It says here in verse 21. It says, "Thou shalt not plant thee a grove of any trees near unto the altar of the Lord thy God, which thou shalt make." Deuteronomy 16, and that was verse 21. Okay. I wait till I get it. You got it? So it says, "Thou shalt not plant thee a grove." Right? Grove is basically, remember the stump that Israel used to worship at, right? Mm-hmm. So Moses said, you're not going to make any groves near the altar of the Most High. Because the Most High didn't want any confusion. He didn't want people to associate him with idols. See what I'm saying? So he said, don't put nowhere near my altar any groves. Because then people will think that it's okay to have what? Graven images. He said, neither shalt thou set thee up any image. And the reason I wanted this scripture is because it takes the word graven out. It says what? Any image which the Lord thy God what? Hateth. Let's go from there to 27. So Deuteronomy chapter 27. Got it? Deuteronomy chapter 27. And let's get to the point, which is 15. So in Deuteronomy 27:15 it says, cursed be the man that maketh, that what? Maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, amen. So notice in this scripture, in the one of earlier, it said nothing about what? The bowing down or serving. You know, that shows us that you don't have to bow down and serve the graven image to be wicked. Just making it alone is a what? Sin. Yes, sir. Right.
I mean, that's not worship.
Right.
You want jewelry.
Right.
It was still cursed.
Right, let's get that. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 25. That's a good point that the brother was making. Because in this law that we're about to read in Deuteronomy 7:25, it eliminates worship all completely, altogether. Because the Most has given us this law saying that if you want to melt down the gold and the silver, because you know it's a graven image, you know you're not going to worship it. That's like someone coming into the truth and they got the Caesar Borgia chain. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to molt it down into a menorah. Because you don't want to lose out on the gold. The Most I said, you can't even keep the gold at all. Look at this. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 25. The graven images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared. Snare means trapped therein. For it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Now what that means, think about it this way, right? Today someone gives you a flyer, and it has a Caesar Borgia on it. And then it has a supposedly a black Christ. And you go home with that. You're like, I don't worship it. I don't worship Caesar Borgia. And then you're saying, so-called, I don't worship that black Christ. But you're calling it what? Christ. Right? Look what the next verse says. Verse 26. Neither shall thou bring an abomination into thy house. What abomination is he talking about? The graven image. It said, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. So, just making it, you're cursed. And the thing that you made is what? Cursed. So he said, don't even bring it to your house. But thou shalt utterly detest it and shalt utterly abhor it, meaning hate it, for it is a cursed thing. So that's a great point. It has nothing to do with worshiping at this point, but the Most High tells you, you can't even have it. Yes, sir. Yeah. Right.
So you can't even do that.
You can't even do that. You can't even say, oh, I just like the gold.
Right.
You can't even say that. Let's go from there back to Exodus 20 and verse 5. Let's read verse 4 again. So when it said, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, now we know the word graven image means simply what? Image, period. And I'm going to repeat it. Artwork, drawings, pictures, statues, wooden sculpture, okay, gold, you know, melted down silver or gold into something.
Like, in Acts 17:29,
mm-hmm.
It just says art.
Right. It's graven by man's art. That's it. Covers everything. Exactly. But you know we gotta specify for some people. So, when it says the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, sun, moon, stars, winged fowls, planets, or that's in the earth beneath, beasts, man, creeping things, and what's in the waters under the earth, fishes. Verse 5, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them. Now, that's talking about physically bowing down, but also, what, in Deuteronomy 27 you're talking about? Oh, that was Deuteronomy, so Deuteronomy 27, verse 15. And then from there we went to Deuteronomy 7, 25, and 26. Alright, cool. So when we read where it says bow down, y'all know that the word bow down doesn't have to be physical, right? Bow down also means spiritually. Like, for example, when the Most High says bow down your children, what does he mean by that? You know what I'm saying? He said bow down their neck while they're young. Do you literally grab their neck and make them, you like, you gotta bow to me? No. What that means is you make them submit to you. Okay? So when he says bow down unto them, in the Hebrew, it says, la'a ta'isha. La'a means no. Ta'isha means make. La'ka, pasol, images. Then it says, wala'a and no. Thai badum. Thai badum means be a servant to it. Okay, that's what it means. The word servant means I bought, right? So it says, thai badum means don't serve. So, thou shalt not bow to them nor serve them. What do you mean by serve them? Doing service to them will be celebrating their days, teaching their doctrines, praying, praising them, speaking highly of them. Like you have, for example, Israelites that teach that the Bible is the same thing as what the Arabs do, and it's not. And they start speaking about blah blah as if he's the same as the Most High. Right there, they just what? They just broke this commandment. For example, the Arabs, they believe they have no graven images, but they do. That Kaaba stone that they have to make a pilgrimage to and go in circles around it and send up prayers and whatever. That symbol of what? Of the crescent moon. Because their idol originally was what? A moon. So a moon god, a false god. So they were breaking this commandment. When you look at the people that worship in Easter, and they go to church in Easter, and they think it's about Christ, but what they're doing is actually worshiping what? A star. Okay, they're worshiping Ishtar. They're worshiping Ashtoreth, right? The female goddess of fertility that they used to worship all the way back in ancient times. So they don't have to literally bow down physically, but if you're buying the candy, those little eggs, you know what I'm saying? If you coloring eggs, you're doing service to it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just talking about that with this wicked holiday coming up, Halloween.
Right.
Psalms 106, you can read where they ate the sacrifice.
Right, they ate the sacrifice of Baal Peor.
There's no bowing involved.
No.
But it shows you the God that they're praising.
Right.
And they accept that candy.
Exactly. When they do the Day of the Dead. It's the same idol that's for Halloween, but it's the same idol that they were doing in ancient time that he quoted in Psalms 106, right? When you look at the Mexicans, there's no bowing down, but they're making massive amounts of food and bringing it to a gravesite. Real quick, let's go to Matthew.
Matthew?
Yes, sir. Chapter 6 and verse 24. So we're going to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. So Matthew 6 and 24 says, no man can serve two masters. So when I mean no man can serve two masters, it's simple. You can't say you believe in the Most High in Christ, but still be involved in the world and all the things that the heathens practice. Right, like how we read a few nights back, Jeremiah 10 and 2. Learn not the ways of the heathen. Right, so that means the Halloween, the Christmas, the Thanksgiving, the all the wicked holidays. Like, notice that the so-called white man is very slick. He knows the time period when the Most High's feast days come through. So that's why he goes in a barrage of days that he wants to what? Promote so that you will be occupied in his garbage instead of praising the Most High. So here it is that when Memorial blowing the trumpets, Day of Atonement, Tabernacles come, he goes, okay, we got to start it off. Columbus Day, let's give him Columbus Day, let's give him that day off. Then Halloween after that. And he just keep going and going, a barrage, to the point where basically if you in the world, you're like, yes, I'm looking forward to this because you don't know no better. But the Most High shows us, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other. So showing you the serving is keeping commands, keeping traditions. Because to love the Most High is to keep his commandments, to observe what he told us to do. So when you serve an idol, you're keeping commandments of that idol. You're keeping traditions and a culture that comes with that idol. So when you look at our brothers that are into the Arab philosophy, they're fasting at a certain time. They don't keep the Sabbath day. They keep their own Sabbath. They don't keep the dietary law correctly. So everything is a whole different what? Culture. So, but they like to say it's the same as the one in the Bible. But you can't serve two masters. So what they end up doing? They end up hating the one that's in the scriptures, the true scriptures, and loving the graven image, the meteorite that they've been worshiping all this time, the rock, the stone that the Most High spoke of. So he says, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. So you either hold to the culture of one and say the hell with that one. You cannot serve the Most High and Mammon. Mammon is Satan. Satan could be represented as money. Satan could be represented as an actual idol.
Peace to the brothers and sisters abroad and near. We are the brothers from the congregation of the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. Our free information is riseisrael.com, 12tribes.net. We are located 3047B, it's Tippett Avenue, Bronx, New York. Our toll-free number is 1-888-447-1695. I'm here with the brother.